Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. It's your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you again to be a part of this wonderful program we consider as grassroots program, where we bring everything down as simple as possible. The Bible says get wisdom, but all I get is get understanding. And that's what we're here about today. Amen. Getting understanding. And tonight, wherever you are, amen, our discussion today, amen, is concerning what Jesus said. Why we need to be born again. What's the importance of Jesus making such a statement from the third chapter of Gospel according to John? But we're going to get ready to pray. Might be someone in the sound of our voice. Amen. Because of Christianity and Jesus Christ, what he came to do, amen, he came healing the sick. He came to undo, like the Bible said, according to John, he came to undo all the works, amen, that the enemy brought against God creation, amen. According to John, the book of Acts, the 10th, 38, Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went around healing all those that was oppressed of the devil. So all the things that we see and hear, destruction and chaos and trouble and, oh my God, against human beings, against nature, was not part of God's plan. It wasn't about God's plan. It wasn't even thought of, because God, everything he made is good and is well good. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, our Father in heaven, amen. God, we come this today, and the listeners, those that are listening, amen, wherever they are, whatever they're going through, Lord, we know Jesus said that these are the signs of those that believe, amen. And without believing in you, we understand that we can't get anything from you unless we believe in you, that you're alive and that you here, amen, that you are present. But because of love, you do not push yourself, you not demand yourself to be on anyone, because your son had gave his all, and you have gave his son, and the son gave life to those that hear about the message of your son. Lord, you will give them as they give back to you. And Lord, we thank you right now for your presence and your power. Lord, we ask you to touch the sick, whatever sickness and disease they're going through. Give them the understanding, amen, because the life of the body is in the blood, amen. We thank God for that, the scripture, the Whitaker said, the life of the body is in the blood. And Lord, we ask you to heal the blood, cleanse the blood, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, you say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Lord, as we begin to praise you and clap our hands and sing songs, amen. And you send your strength, inspire, and uplift those that are listening, regardless of whatever they're going through, because you say they're going through, and because you said you will be with us always, even to the end of the world. And we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you have given all things into your Son's hands. You've given him life to give to us. And Lord, we come today seeking for understanding. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're examining today and tonight, wherever you are, amen, in the sound of our voice, concerning why we need to be born again. Amen. Why do we need to be born again? Any human being, because of who they are, where they come from, amen. God is a spirit. And there's a spiritual world out there, amen. You don't believe it, you just, you know, they came to the Halloween scene, and they have so much people are experiencing and want to be a part of the living dead and all these other things on the other part of the world, spirit world. The world knows. Amen. People do not worship Christ knows there is a spirit world. Amen. But that part of the world, amen, is not subject to God's rules and regulation. So that part of the world and that part of life, amen, demands and will destroy and will steal, amen, what God had created. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. We're here, amen, at this time, amen, and we're bringing a program, amen, very shortly. We'll be with you in the book of St. John. And those of you that are able to call, you can call in at 1-855-236-2252. Toll-free number, amen, you can call in at 1-855-236-2252. Amen. You can be a part of, amen, this program. Because the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, say, let my word be established. Or you can also call in at 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 2-347-215-8816. Amen. We like to be very clear as much as possible. Amen. I don't know it all, and I'm not claiming that I know it all. And this is why I can bring you a portion that I know, amen, what God had given me, and you can add it to something else. You know, when you go out to eat, and they have vegetables, they have fruit, they have meat, amen, protein, amen, they have the starches, they have the protein, and they have the vegetables. You can put it all together, that would make a meal. So what we're going to do is just give you a portion, amen. Then what we expect you to do is go read your Bible. We always stress, make sure that you have the proper Bible. Make sure, amen, that what you are reading, it come as close as possible to the translation, amen, that man had found and God had handed down to his people through his disciples. Shall pass away. Jesus came in the scriptures that are written, amen, about him, amen. So God, you can always go back and follow Christ through what his written word is. You can always go back and examine it and look up words, amen, and talk it out with others and get understanding about what's written, amen. But the enemy does not want you to ask questions about what he tell you. Amen. The devil don't want you to ask questions. He really don't want to give you all information. He doesn't give you all information. He give you a portion of it, just enough, because he's the author of deception. He's the author of deception. When the time came, amen, Adam and Eve, when they was in the garden, amen, the fallen angel Lucifer, he didn't come directly and show himself. No, he used the serpent. He hid behind the serpent, amen, and worked through the serpent, amen. So even she really thought she was talking to someone or something that God had created in the garden, amen, and began to reason. That throwed her off. That throwed her off looking at one of God's creation, amen. So the enemy doesn't want you to know where the information is coming from that he's telling you to do. He give you just enough. Amen, just enough. Amen, to leave you halfway thinking. Amen, but God give his word, his written word. And he give you servants. Amen, where you can go to a worship center and reason and Bible study and prayer and reason, and you wait long enough, God will give you an answer. God will give you an answer. Be yes or no. Amen. But he will answer you. Amen. And be true. And here today, amen, St. John, the third chapter, very familiar to many. And third chapter, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except thou dost it, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now, you look at this dialogue, these two men standing here, God, amen, he is God in the flesh. Amen, God, amen, man and God. The Word became flesh, standing here reasoning, amen, with this ruler, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, the ninth verse, and Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended into heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. We can stay there all night. Amen. God didn't send Jesus. He didn't send the church, set up the church just to condemn people, fight against each other, shoot each other, run each other down, call each other names, and point the fingers. And God didn't send Jesus for that. To what? To destroy his own creation? This doesn't make sense. That doesn't make common sense. Amen. You go out and build houses and, amen, and rivers and barns and, amen, and plant gardens. And then you turn loose your sons and daughters and say, I want you to go out there now and destroy everything I made. That doesn't even make any sense. That doesn't mean that we can't even reason to that. You say, well, man, that's a bad example there. What kind of illustration of that? Nobody will destroy his own creation. That's why God didn't send his Son in the world to condemn the world. But the world through him may be saved. So this man Nicodemus, he had a problem because of the fact that, amen, he could not understand. Jesus was speaking about spiritual things. He was speaking about the things of hereafter. Amen. And if you examine any birth of any person, any child, amen, that comes into this world, the child does not have the ability to say so, what family he comes into, what home or what background he want to be a part of, a tradition, amen, what inheritance he want to be part of. When he arrived in this world, he really don't understand. Some say at 10 years old, 11 years old, some say he become accountable at 8, 9, 10, 12. It's always about when the child become accountable, when they understand. Amen. But here, amen, God told Nicodemus, you must be born, amen, to a new world. Once you got to be born into the kingdom, you just can't walk in. Amen. No. How you can be born again? By believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believing and accepting him. And how can you believe and accept in him? Amen. To get more information about him. Get more information about Jesus. Amen. We all, amen, adhere to and do things that what we believe in. If you're a fisherman right now and you know the time of the year, amen, and you know the fish are running and that's your livelihood, you prepare, start preparing, amen, and you know that's the way you live and that's your occupation, no one can turn you from that. You have learned it, amen, they support you and you believe in fishing. Likewise, amen, it's other occupation as well, amen. So whatever man believe in, because he got all the information and tried it, amen, adapted himself to it, amen, that's what he does. That's what he or she does. Amen. So Jesus said, if you believe in him and accept his sacrifice to God, God demands payment. Amen. For mankind. God demanded payment. Adam and Eve had sinned. They had disobeyed God. Amen. And they hid themselves in the garden. So at the time that God gave man another chance, and God always given man another chance. If he wouldn't have given Adam and Eve another chance, I don't know what this world would be. Amen. But he gave the same two creations another chance. He believed in picking people up. Amen. Encouraging them to go on. Amen. So he gave Adam and Eve another chance. We gave all humanity another chance. And he took a animal and clothed them. He didn't leave them naked with leaves on. Amen. But he clothed them with a blood sacrifice. He took that was his payment. That was his payment. Some of you now listening, amen, demanding a payment from somebody. It was no more than they say, oh, I'm sorry. Or you're taking them to court on some issues or whatever. Amen. But you're looking for a payment. You're looking for some kind of restitution, some type of, amen, they have done against you before. But you, amen, you want them to pay you. So Jesus Christ, he came. Amen. In Old Testament days, they had to bring a lamb, a bull, a heifer, a pigeon to, amen, to the priest for a payment. For their sin, whatever they have done. But if you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is the Lamb of God. We don't have to do any more payments. We don't have to do it because Jesus had paid it all. He paid it all. That's why it seems so simple and it seems so, it doesn't seem worthy. I mean, people feel like, well, I got to work. But no, the only working that you have to do is you have to show your faith by your studying. And by your following his instruction, we are disciples of him. Amen. But for sin towards God, you have to believe that Jesus died, gave his life. He made the payment for you. He made the payment for all of us. But in the new birth, in the new family, in the new home, all things are passed away. Paul said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You know, when you move into a new area, a new home, a new lifestyle, amen, if you left everything back in your old location, you have to start all over, only with the clothes on your back. Amen. This is what Christ is saying. There's no more generation of curse in the new birth. Amen. There's no, amen, no old habits you bringing with you. You're not bringing old habits. You're not bringing family habits and family curses and family problems in the new birth. In the new birth. Because we're going to a spiritual birth. The birth is a spiritual birth, and the life that you're living now will change. It'll look strange. You'll walk strange. Amen. You begin to understand things. But your love of God passes all understanding. And all of a sudden, you got a love for everybody. Everybody. But you might not understand it. So what? The Bible says that, amen, old things are passed away. So now you begin. You have to learn. You have to learn the new lifestyle. That's what church is all about. That's what being a Christian is all about. That's what study is being all about. Amen. That's what adapting yourself, amen, to new location, new places, to make sure, amen, that you're in the same rules and regulation of Christ. You're going to fall. Yes, you're going to fall. Adam, God picked up Adam and Eve. Amen. He sent the flood. Amen. He sent the flood. When the whole world was abandoned, amen, the God rules and regulation because of the fact they was tempted to do so. And every day, every hour, you have the tempter, amen, out there, amen, trying and always out there working to get man to fall. So God knew about people falling from grace, falling from rules and regulation. He knows about that. But he's a master at picking people up. Picking people up. The enemy is a master at destroying people's lives. Amen. In heaven and earth, amen, Lucifer and the fallen angels, the first thing he did was up there to separate a third of the host. A third of the host of heaven. Amen. Angel. So he's a master at separating things. We have to keep ourselves busy. Busy in Christ. Busy in God. Busy. Amen. Helping people, helping homes, studying. Go around, study your Bible. Helping the lost, the needy, the halt, blind. Amen. Do the work that Jesus does. Study about Jesus. Follow him. The things that he's been doing. Amen. This is a doctrine of truth. We are here to try to bring you a understanding, amen, about what's going on and about your new walk in Christ. But when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have to believe. Everything comes through believing in God. Everything comes through believing. If you believe in God, you can believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. That's God's Son. He's God's Son in the flesh. He's God in the flesh. Amen. This time of year coming around, we're getting ready to observe and to celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen. God's Son. Amen. God came into the flesh. Amen. And God is a dual. It's a dual. He's man and God. Amen. So he's worthy and is legal for him to take our sins because he's human. But he also God. Amen. He knows, he sees, he understands. Amen. And he's about what? Helping us. He knows about it. So if you've fallen, get up. Now with Jesus Christ now, I'm talking about with Jesus Christ, the God that created heaven and earth, the stars, the moon, the seas, the fish and the bird and all human beings. That's the God I'm talking about. I have to qualify that and make sure, amen, you don't get it mixed up with other. There's other little gods, amen. But I'm talking about the God of creation, amen, the God of all mankind, amen, he, of all creation, amen. And he knows when you fall. He knows what happened. He knows the problem that caused it. He knew, amen, the schism, the instigation, and all the lies that were told. The deceiver. the seed was planted some things that nobody didn't know who it was. They thought it was that person, but no. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't know where the idea come from, but it broke up everything. Separated a lot of people, but it wasn't from God. My brother and my sister today, we pray, amen, that you take heed. If you're down, get up. Quite spiritually, amen. They always do. We always wrestle against flesh and blood, amen. We're always having a problem with our emotions and our feelings, amen, but we don't live by that. We live in this house, amen, of emotions and feelings, amen, and attitudes and the surroundings and environment. But the inner man, the inside man, your inner feelings can be born again. Your inner thoughts and inner devices that you have about God can turn out to be true because of the fact you read more, surround yourself with more about God. If you draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. You know, whatever you invest in, the more you put yourself involved in, you get engulfed in it. You know, sometimes you get lost in it. So, you hear many times people, examples, say, oh, you know, I work so much that I just get lost in my work and I forgot to make the phone call. I'm sorry. Amen. I don't know why people feel sorry and do it all, but anyway, I'm sorry, you know. But once you get engulfed in God and wrapped up in God, get up wrapped up in Jesus Christ, you find out He doesn't lie. He stayed with His word, and you find out He loves you. And know what else He does? He will help you live this life. He will help you live this life. Because you say, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. He understands you need a companion. He understands you need a job. He understands everything about you. Because He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. My brothers and sisters today, amen. We probably would like need to expand more. But once you become born again, your spirit come alive to God. You come alive to God. Amen. I always like to use that example that, you know, there are birds they call scavengers or buzzards. Or, amen. They flies around. They look for dead animals and dead things. Amen. The enemy goes around. He look for those that don't have the spirit of God. He look for dead spirits. But once you become alive to God and alive to this world, alive to Jesus Christ. Amen. Money can't buy that. Money can't buy that. Amen. All he doesn't, you find yourself that you thank God just for life. Amen. For a quiet place and, you know, where God's aware, if you find peace, God come to my peace. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Look upon these listeners, oh God. Look upon these listeners today. Oh God, of your word, you say, heaven and earth will pass away. Amen. But we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, on those that need understanding, those that are seeking you from their heart, from their mind, from their soul, and from their spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bind the enemy hand, whatever weapon he's trying to come against them, and whatever problem that he's trying to create in their lives. Oh, God, we know that you're able to do everything but fail. We know we're not perfect, but we're striving. And, God, you understand that. You've been here. You know that. You know everything. You see all things. And you've given Jesus the keys to everything. Everything worked together for good. For those that love the Lord, Lord, we ask you to bless them. Bless them as they're listening. Bless them as they lay down. Bless them as they get up. Oh, God, putting you the best, giving you their life. Oh, God, until we meet them again, keep them safe. Let the blood of Jesus cover them. God bless you.